Welcome to Kingdom Connections with Prophet Evelyn Derry, where you will be empowered on your journey in Christ. Let's get in the very presence of the Lord so that the Holy Spirit can fill this broadcast. God, we thank you. We invite you in. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We invite you in tonight so that the people of God in the kingdom of the Lord will begin to feel your very presence. Oh God, come, Almighty King, to this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen. But all I want,
you are my reward. All I want is you.
All I want.
The reward of worship is God.
All I want is you.
Yes, blessings come, but the reward of worship is God.
All I want is you. You are my reward. You are my reward. All I want.
See, yes, you can be healed in the presence of God, but
He is the reward of worship. All I want. He is the prize. All I want is you.
So come that we can barely breathe. Your glory. Your glory.
All I want. The glory. Your person. All I want.
We at Evelyn Derry Ministries would like to thank you for tuning into our live broadcast every Thursday. Your continuous support is appreciated. Evelyn Derry Ministries would love to hear your feedback. Call us at 318-562-3500 to leave a message or inbox us at evelynderryministries@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Remember, you can go back and listen to previous episodes at any time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Evelyn Derry Ministries.
Now let's welcome our host, Prophet Evelyn Derry.
Good evening, Kingdom family. I want to thank you. This is your host, Prophet Evelyn Derry. And we're here tonight. We're counting down to the new year, 2016, and we're going to have an awesome time on tonight. We are already here live at our headquarters, Impact Fire Ministries, located at 2056 East Texas Street, Bossier City, Louisiana. And it's about to go down big. We have so much lined up on tonight. But tonight, I just wanted to come tonight to give you an encouraging word And also to introduce some very special people that we have here on tonight. So we're going to begin to really, truly get some motivation for tonight, and God is about to do something so supernatural to bless you on tonight. I was reminded of something from earlier that blessed me. God began to really give me a picture of three pairs of shoes. Now, I know you're probably wondering, Prophet, where are you going with this? Why are we talking about shoes tonight? As you look at your shoes are the thing that covers your feet and allows you to move and to get around. So God has some things that he is ready to give to you that is going to cover you in 2016. Now, the first pair of shoes I would like to talk about is the shoes that are worn down, worn out, run over, run down. I want to talk about those shoes tonight. So on tonight, you may have a worn pair of shoes. Now, if you're not careful, if you continue to wear those shoes, they're going to begin to make some sounds. They're going to begin to talk. And if you're not careful, it's going to begin to embarrass you. So you're going to have to begin to get rid of those old worn out shoes and take on the newness that God has given you. That's right. In 2016, you're going to have to get rid of some of the old worn out things, the things that have you down, the things that stress you out, the things that cause you to have anxiety, fear, and emotional shutdown, emotional breakdowns. Those are the things that you want to begin to really get rid of. Because you don't want, just like we're talking about those shoes tonight, you don't want those things to show up in the wrong place, my goodness. Because when your soul starts to stick out and you're in your flesh, it can be, my God, very damaging to your life. It can actually cause you to need repair. So you're going to actually have to get rid of those shoes. Sometimes it's not worth trying to stitch it up and try to mend it. There are some things that just need to be thrown out. So in 2016, I want to remind you of the three pair of shoes. And the first pair is those worn out shoes. The next pair of shoes I want to talk about are the shoes that have some scuff marks. The shoes that have scuff marks, they've been hit, they've been knocked around, but they're still hanging in there. And all you have to do is begin to really clear the scuff marks off. That's something that's repairable. There are some things in your life that may be repairable. Some things in your life that may be, that, as I said before, those worn out things need to be getting rid of. But as you actually look at the scuff marks on your shoes, get you a rag, start cleaning that stuff up. So if you have anything that you have put aside, that spirit of procrastination, those things that you put aside and you decided that you were not going to do, I want you to begin to pick some of those things back up, dust them off, wipe them off, and begin to put it in motion. Those dreams, those visions that you have allowed to sit around because they had a few scuff marks on it. Guess what? Don't walk around in doubt. Don't walk around in fear. Know that all of those things can work out if you truly believe in yourself, if you truly believe in the things that God is doing in your life. You will be able to walk into your new place. Tonight, we're talking about building a momentum. Your momentum is your drive, your push, what keeps you going, what keeps you ticking. So tonight, we're talking about the three pairs of shoes that you may be wearing. The last pair of shoes are the shoes that you haven't really worn yet. They're brand new. They're sitting in the closet with the tags on. They have not been of use, but you have allowed them to sit and collect dust. I want to tell you, take those new shoes out. Put those new shoes on, walk into your new purpose, walk into your new destiny, and do what God has called you to do. There are so many times that we have put the fresh and the new dreams and the fresh and new visions that God has given us, we put it in the closet, we put it away, we put it on the shelf. But now in 2016, as you embrace the new, you're going to have to take those shoes out and start walking into it. Walk into your purpose. Walk into your destiny. It's time for you to embrace the new. Oh, my goodness. There's so much newness that's here, so many new things that God is about to do. God has given new revelation, and it is awesome what God is doing. All right, so this is your host again, Prophet Evelyn Derry. Not for a moment. Y'all know every time we come on here, we have to take a look at some scriptures. So tonight, I want to call your attention to 1 Samuel 1. All right, 1 Samuel 1. And I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed because God is about to show you something supernatural in the life of Hannah. Oh, my goodness. So we're going to take a look now, and we're going to look at 1 Samuel 1, starting at verse 8. Elkanah said, "O Hannah, why are you crying? Why aren't you eating? And why are you so upset? Am I not more worth to you than 10 sons?" I'm reading once again from the Message Bible in case I didn't say it before. Verse 9 says, "So Hannah ate. Then she pulled herself together, slipped away quietly, and entered the sanctuary. The priest Eli was on duty at the entrance of God's temple in the customary seat. Cushed in soul, Hannah prayed to God and cried unconsolably. She made a vow, 'O God of the angel armies, if you'll take a good hard look at my pain, if you'll quit neglecting me and go into action for me by giving me a son, I'll give him completely, unreservedly to you. I'll set him apart for life of holy discipline.'" I just read for you, amen, 1 Samuel 1, amen, and also verses 8 through 11. My God. Listen, I don't know what it is that you've been believing God for, and you've been asking and you've been seeking God for, and it has not showed up in 2015, if you would be able to go before the Lord in prayer and begin to cry out to the Lord. See, the thing about it is, when Hannah stopped looking at all of the criticism that she was facing from her husband's other wife, and guess what? The jealousy was there. She actually started to feel some things about herself and thought, guess what, that this is not going to happen for me and all of the other things. Well, she began to push all of that away, and she began to really, really, truly seek the things of God. She found that God would show her favor. Now, as she went into the place, listen, you got to get in your secret place. Psalms 91 says, in the secret place. Psalm 91 and 1 says, in the secret place of the Most High God. You have to get into the very secret place of the Most High God, and God will begin to give you direction for your purpose and your promises. He will begin to send forth things for you that nobody can take from you. He will begin to restore you, build you up, and send you into another place in Him. I'm telling you tonight that God is ready to do something supernatural in your life. Only believe tonight. Hannah believed. And not only did she believe, she said, "God, if you would see my pain, and God, if you will begin to reward me, and you will bless me with my child, I will give my child back to you all the days of my child's life. I will give my child back to you because I know that my child will be in good hands." Come on. You got to understand, when you are blessed, don't forget about blessing God. Don't forget about how God has blessed you. Don't forget about how much He has done for you over the time. And that's the thing about it. When it came down to Hannah, Hannah did not forget her promises to God. You have to understand that if God blesses you with that business, if God blesses you with that home, that husband, that wife, whatever you believe in God for, you're going to have to give that thing back over to Him and say, "God, I give it to you, because if I give it to you, I put it in your hand, and I know that if I put it in your hand, nobody, come on, can't nobody curse what God has blessed." Come on. Can't nobody put their hands on something that God has blessed. So I want to tell you tonight, if you begin to give that to God, God will bless you exceedingly abundantly above that which you could ever ask to think of. And I'm telling you, God is ready to give you the desires, that thing you've been desiring, that thing you've been waiting for. God is ready to give you the desires of your heart. Oh, my goodness. I just love to read about Hannah and how she actually did exactly what she said she was going to do. Now, if you skip down to verse 20, it says, before the year was out, Hannah conceived and given birth to a son. She named him Samuel, explaining, I asked God for him. My God, what are you going to name your blessing? Come on here. And you begin to say and prophesy and say, you know what? I ask God for this, and because he blessed me, I'm going to, my God, bless him back. Amen. And verse 21, it says, when Elkanah's family on their annual trip to Shiloh to worship God, offering sacrifices and keeping his vow, Hannah didn't go. She told her husband, after the child is weaned, I will bring him myself and present him before God. And that's where he'll stay for good. My God, she didn't take that thing back. When you give something to God, don't take it back. Leave it in his hands. Amen. Now, verse 23, amen, says, Elkanah said to his wife, do what you think is best. Stay home until you have weaned him. Yes. Let God complete what he has done. My God, keep it in God's hand. Let God, hallelujah, perfect that thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't take it out of his hand and let God complete. I'm here to encourage you tonight. Let God complete what he has started. Let God complete what he has begun. So she did and stayed home and nursed her son until she had weaned him. Then she took him up to Shiloh, bringing also the makings of a generous sacrificial meal, a prized bull, flour, and wine. The child was so young to be sent off, but guess what? She believed God. You have to believe God. You might think that this thing is so small, it's so young. Amen. Hallelujah. Believe it in the hands of the Lord. Good God Almighty. Verse 25 says, they first butchered the bull, then brought the child to Eli. Hannah said, excuse me, sir, would you believe that I am the very woman who was standing before you at this very spot praying to God? I prayed to God for this child, and God gave me what I asked for. And now I have dedicated him to God. He's dedicated to God for life. Then there they worship God. My God, my God, hallelujah. She prayed to the Lord, and God answered her prayers. Amen, hallelujah. I don't know what you've been giving over to God. I don't know what you've been asking God for, but whatever it is that you've asked him for and that you pray for, God is going to give you exactly what you asked for. He's going to bless you. Oh, my goodness, you're going to begin to see God move in so many wonderful, major, magnificent ways. Amen, hallelujah. There's nothing that will be able to stop you from reaching the place in which God has for you. Now, I want to talk to you for a moment. 16 ways, amen, to build your momentum and embrace the new. That's right, 16 ways. I know y'all better get them pens ready, because if you really write these down tonight, God is going to bless you in such a magnificent way. I'm ready. Are you ready? Get your paper. Listen, I always tell y'all on Kingdom Connections, we are ambassadors of Christ. We need to be students of the word. We need to be ready to write our instructions down, and as God gives it to us, he's given us instructions that we'll be able to embrace the new. Number one, don't worry about the past. See, the thing about it is, if Hannah had worried about the past, if she had looked at her circumstances and how long it was taking her to conceive that child, if she had stayed stuck in the past, she would not have been able to embrace her new. I'm trying to excite you tonight that you will begin to truly embrace the new. My God. But one of the first things you're going to have to do is don't worry about the past. Number two, don't compare your destiny with others. My God, hallelujah. Listen, I'm just getting back on Hannah for a second. You know what? If Hannah had really truly began to look at her husband's other wife and how God had blessed her other her husband's other wife, guess what would have happened? She would have stayed stuck, because she would have thought that God can only bless the other wife and not bless her. But because she pursued her destiny, because she pressed in, because she pursued what God had before her, she was able to embrace the new. She was able to push herself forward to receive what God had for her. She pushed herself at that altar and she began to cry out to the Lord until God blessed her. You know what? You ought to cry out to God until he bless you. 2016 is going to be your year. You got to press in and don't ever give up. Amen. Number three, go at your own pace. My. Huh? Yeah, I want to talk about that. Let's look at Hannah. What if Hannah would have been trying to keep up with the other wife? What if she would have been trying to do it at the same rate that the other wife was doing her thing? Amen. You have to understand, whatever God has given you, you have to do it at your own pace, not trying to keep up with the next person, not trying to compare your success to somebody else's success. One of the things I look at is when I first got into ministry and I saw all the cars parked on other lots, what if I would have just stayed focused on that and say, man, they have so many people. When you know the work that God has given you to do, you will stand and remain focused and not worry about what others are doing. Stay at your own pace. Do not try to fit in with others. Number four, don't force someone to stay in your life that doesn't support you. One of the things that you have to understand, when it's time to let go, it's time to let go. As you embrace 2016, those people who have left your life, let them leave, because God is going to replace you, replace the people in your life. He's going to give you people who are going to partner with you for your success. If you will believe tonight, I want to encourage you. If you will believe tonight, I'm telling you that God is about to give you people who will partner with your success. My God, I was actually looking, amen, hallelujah, at a word concerning the net breaking, amen, hallelujah. One thing you're going to have to understand is that God's going to give you so much, amen. Your net may break, and guess what? You're going to need some people to come, amen, and help you carry the load. My God, hallelujah. There are some people, amen, hallelujah, that's going to come along, that's going to help give your vision a boost. There are going to be some people, come on, hallelujah, that's going to come in your life that is going to be a blessing. I want you to look at this with me so you will know that it's been a blessing. Luke 5, and let's start at verse 5. Simon answered and said, Master, we work hard all night long and caught nothing. But I will do as you say and let down the net. When they had done this, watch this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. Come on, Jesus. Amen. So they signaled to the partners in the other boats for them to come and help them. My God, hallelujah. And they came and filled both boats. Come on, hallelujah. I don't care how long you might have been, amen, fishing, amen, hallelujah. I don't care how long you might have been out there trying to look for something, amen. Watch this. They said, but they were able, and they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. You're going to have so much. Come on, somebody say overflow. Amen. You're about to have overflow, surplus, more than enough. You're going to need to be able to bless somebody else. You're going to have so much that you're going to be able to bless somebody else. Can somebody say amen? As of today, hallelujah, my bank account is so full that I'm blessed to be a blessing to somebody else. Amen. God is doing something supernatural. Glory to God. The next thing, hallelujah, number five, woo, my. Remove doubt and fear from your heart. Now, I want to tell you this. This is one of the biggest things that keeps a lot of people back. Even going back to Hannah. If Hannah had stayed in fear and doubt and didn't think that God was going to supply. See, you have to believe in order to receive what God has for you. She believed that God could bless her. She believed that her miracle was going to take place. She believed that God was about to place her in a whole nother place in him. So she pressed forward. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to learn to press forward. My God. Number six, position yourself around those that you can grow from or learn from. Position yourself around those that you can obtain knowledge and grow from. I'm telling you tonight, amen, one of the things that I love about Mary is that Mary decided that she was going to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn. In order for you to be successful and in order for you to embrace the new and the new year, you're going to have to find a mentor, find someone that can actually cause your baby to leap. That means, amen, someone, amen, an Elizabeth that will begin, that as you connect with them, that baby inside of you will begin to leap and it will push you further. That this person has to be someone that has more knowledge, that has more anointing, that has more strength than you, that they can begin to push you forward and that you can encourage them to keep going forward. Amen. And so you need to position yourself around people who can push you forward in your destiny. Hallelujah. Number seven, do something new and make changes for the better. This is the thing. I always hear people all the time saying, yeah, you know, I'm going to get the new in the new year. And when the new year comes, they don't get anything new because they don't make any changes. Listen, insanity is doing the same thing, expecting different results. You are going to stay in the same place until you change your thoughts, until you change the way you think about yourself, until you change your visions, until you change the, my God, hallelujah, until you change your mindset. And until your mindset changes, you're going to continue to do the same thing. So I want to tell you today, whatever it is that is keeping you back, change your perspective, change your mindset, change your way of thinking, and watch what God is about to do. Amen? The next thing is, do not settle for mediocre. Amen? Do not settle for mediocre. Sometimes we're just doing things to just get by. And this is the thing, this is the very, very thing that will put us back. If you only just doing a moderate thing, no quality, it's not very good, it's just ordinary, it's just average, it's just, you know what, it's a lack, it's slack. Do not settle for mediocre. You're going to have to push yourself hard. You're going to say, you know what? I want excellence in my life. I want quality in my life. I want God to begin to show me things that nobody else has ever been shown. Ask God to give you witty ideas and witty inventions. Ask him to begin to pour things into your heart. Amen? That will help you to be pushed forward. Because if not, you're just going to be just like everybody else. You're going to be in the middle of the road. You're going to be the one that's not pushing forward. And guess what? It's going to keep you stagnated. So you're going to have to push yourself. Amen? Number nine, remove the voice of the naysayers from around you. One of the worst things that you could have in your midst is people who are always telling you what you cannot accomplish. One of the worst things that you could ever have, my God, is people who are saying, you can't finish, you can't do this, you're the last in your family, you're not going to be able to do it. All of the things that they're saying to talk against your dream, to talk against your vision, to talk against your business, to talk against your husband or your wife. So, my God, you got to remove the naysayers and their voice out of your ear. Realistic goals for your future. How are you going to sit up here and say you want a Lexus and you're not even trying to get a better job and you're not even trying to strive to make the money that it takes to be able to afford a Lexus? Because you have to understand, if you're driving a Lexus, if you're driving a BMW, if you're driving a Lamborghini, whatever it is that you're believing God for, you have to have the money for the upkeep and the maintenance of that. Even if you're going to buy a house, you have to have money for your repairs. You have to have money in case something happens in that home. So you cannot just walk around saying all of these big old things you want to do and not trying to aspire to go further, not trying to push yourself to go further, that you could get a better education, that you can begin, amen, to put poor knowledge in you, that you make yourself so valuable that people want to pay you, hallelujah, to teach them. This is what you want to do. You want to position yourself as the expert in what you do, that people will pay you money. Come on. for you to teach them. Number 11, develop a winner's attitude. And for those of you who are wondering, why am I giving you so many? I'm giving you 16. If you follow these 16 things in 2016, you'll be on the right path. Amen? I want to tell you, develop a winner's attitude. One thing I love about a winner never quits. There's nothing that when I see those people who are striving to meet that and they're racing and they're trying to get to the end of the finish line, they're thinking about that finish line. But not only are they thinking about the finish line, they're thinking about coming out first. Don't you ever try to think about you being, well, if I could just make it. Sometimes I hear people saying that, if I could just make it in the gates of heaven. No, you want to not only just make it in, but you want to be able to sit at Jesus' feet. You want to be able to be at the throne worshiping with him. You don't want to just make it into the gate and looking at everybody else having a good time and enjoying the presence of God. You don't want to just do just enough to get by. You need to push yourself that you will be able to do the things that God has given you to do. In 2016, you're going to have to push yourself beyond the normal. You got to do something extraordinary, amen, extraordinary. It's time for you to do some extraordinary things in your life because God, amen, will take your, hallelujah, watch this, he will take who you are and make you, your ordinary self and put the extra on it and make you extraordinary. Amen? Number 12, whatever causes you to feel down and out, remove it from your daily routine. My God. Y'all know you have some people that, and I was listening to somebody this morning and they made a great point. You have some people in your life that every time you call them, they have something to complain about. And I was trying to think exactly who it was that I was listening to. He said, but I give them 15 minutes. And I said, I'm going to give you 15 minutes because I don't have a lot of time. You give them 15 minutes because some people really just need to vent. They need to get it all out or whatever. You give them 15 minutes and no longer, and you get out of there. Okay? So if you have people who are around you that are constantly saying all kind of negative stuff. Every day they got something negative. They have some people, they love trouble. They love just waddling in mess and confusion. And so one of the things that you have to do, all of those people who are around you who are the negative factor, who always have something negative to say, you need to remove that from your environment. I have had to actually remove those type of people from around me, period. I say, you know what? Hey, I love you, but I can't have that, amen, around me, especially because I have so much to do to encourage people. And if I have people who are always in a downward slump, and they will begin to bring my spirit down. So I have to remove that stuff. Sometimes you have to remove people. One thing I love, I love the tool of Periscope. Periscope is an awesome, awesome tool. We are actually on Periscope. So if you're not following us, follow us, Prophet Evelyn Derry on Periscope. But one thing I love about Periscope, it allows you to remove that negative factor. If somebody come on there talking crazy and you've asked them to stop and they keep doing it, you could press, you know what, you could say block, and you block them. Some people need to be blocked. Some people need to be blocked from your life. They need to be blocked from your social media. They need to be blocked from your house. Some people just don't need to be coming in your house because all of a sudden when they leave, you have confusion going on in your house. Some people don't need to have that privilege. It's a privilege for you to be on somebody's Periscope. It's a privilege for you to be on somebody's Facebook. Oh, come on. It's a privilege for you to be on Twitter. So if those people are not meeting the needs and they're not doing what they're supposed to do, it's time to block people. It's time to release them and let them go. Because if they're always putting the negative stuff in your heart and making you feel down and out about yourself, then you have to get that out of your way and get it out of your life. Amen. And I know it's a heart that we just want to have so many people. Listen, my God, it's time to downsize and get the work done. Amen. Because you can have a lot of, watch this, when Gideon began to fight that, he had to begin to get rid of some of the dead weight. He had too many people. And sometimes when you have too many people, it can cause your boat to sink. So you got to get rid of that. Amen. All right, we're almost there. Number 13, hopefully you're still with us because we got some people that we want you to meet tonight. Amen. All right, number 13, keep yourself around people who celebrate you. My. You know, Lord, Prophet Valerie Moore had an awesome post today. You know, I always, you know, see a lot of great posts sometimes, and I have to say that this one was a good one. She said, let people who are always, amen, negative and who are always not celebrating you, let them be the debris in your life and let them just fly in the wind. Let them be gone. You know, sometimes you have to just let those people who don't celebrate you, let them go. Amen. Because it's hard and difficult to begin to talk to somebody that doesn't believe in you, that doesn't believe in your vision, that doesn't believe in your in the things that you're doing. So you're going to have to begin to get rid of that negative force. Once again, that goes back to the one I just said in number 12, is getting rid of that negative voice. Amen. Number 14, don't apologize for getting out and accomplishing your goals. Listen, in the new year, you're going to have to get out and work your business. You're going to have to get out and work your dreams. You're going to have to get out and do something. So if you're constantly having to apologize, well, I apologize, you know, I haven't been talking to you much. In this season, you may not be able to be on the phone. In this season, you might not be able to go to the mall with people. In this season, you might not be able to hang out. It's time to get some stuff going. It's time to get productive. In 20, watch this, my God, I'm getting excited, amen. In 2016, you got to produce, amen. God gave us dominion. He gave us power, hallelujah. He said to be fruitful and to multiply. Listen, I'm telling you, we have to do some stuff. And so you can't be apologizing to people. You got to keep it moving. You have to grow. You have to do what God has called you to do. And watch this. And you don't have to be unapologetic. This is somebody else's word, but I'm going to say it tonight. Be unapologetically you. Don't apologize to nobody else for who you are. Be who you are. Amen. Stop worrying about what people are saying and be who God has called you to be. Number 15, almost there. Be open to change and embrace creativity. One of the things that happen is we're not open to change. So when God starts sending different types of people in your life, when he starts sending, watch this, different kind of things for you to do, sometimes you're a little apprehensive and you don't want to embrace the new. But those new things that God is bringing, he's going to be creative. He's going to do, watch this, God is going to create a creative miracle on your behalf. So when you begin to embrace those things, God will begin to create, watch this, a creative miracle on your behalf. My God, somebody needs to get excited right there. God is about to do something that's going to bless you so much. It's going to be so creative that people are going to be in awe of what God has done. Number 16, last but not least. Don't be afraid to start all over again from scratch in order to produce a better product. You know, I think about this, that when we're doing a rough draft for the paper, sometimes we keep tearing up the paper over and over and over, and we keep creating more. And every time we write, we get more and more on that page. Sometimes you may have a canvas and you started painting on it and you realize that you made some mistakes. And so you begin to clear that canvas off and you start it all over again. And you find out that, guess what, it was good that you erased some of that stuff. It was good that you started repainting it, because now you have a more vivid, a more powerful picture than ever. So don't be afraid to start all over again. Come on. You know what? I think about this when I was younger and trying to ride a bike. One of the things that happened to me when I first started trying to ride a bike without the training wheels, come on, your first part was a training ground. And so when I tried to start learning how to ride my bike without those training wheels, I had to fall sometimes. I scraped my elbow. I scraped my knee. People were laughing at me. You know what? It might look like all is done and it's over with. Listen, because you had a little bit of things that came and you might have felt a little embarrassment, it was good for you that you were afflicted. Now you're going to go and create something even greater, something better, something more magnificent than you ever created before. If you had not fell off that bike, you would have never learned how to ride that bike. So you may have fell a little bit in 2015, but now you're about to learn how to ride, hallelujah, watch this, in style. Come on, people are going to be looking like, ooh, look at that new bike, amen, hallelujah. So guess what? I want to encourage you tonight, amen, to embrace the new. Don't be afraid to start over from the scratch, because guess what? It didn't make no sense, amen, for you to be riding around on flat tires. Because if you have some people in your life that are negative, if you have some people in your life that are always weighing you down, if you have some people in your life that are always, my God, hallelujah, talking about you behind your back and saying you're not going to do it and all these things, you don't need that. You need to press forward. Don't be afraid to start over again. My, my, my. Sometimes you just got to start over with a clean canvas. Sometimes you have to just start off with a new sheet of paper and rewrite your story. Come on. Your story didn't end. Come on. It's a new chapter. Oh, my God. I didn't know what I was saying. Watch this. When we had our eight-year, anniversary, I didn't know what I was saying when I said, amen, phase two. Good God Almighty. Lord have mercy. This is a greater phase. This is a more excellent phase because we had to work for this. Come on. And so we didn't even know what we were saying when we said, amen, this is a new beginning. This is a new canvas. Come on. Sometimes you got to get right back down to the nitty-gritty. You got to get to the drawing board. You got to recreate this thing because when you create it this time, ain't nothing going to be able to tear it down. Come on. When you construct that thing that you've been believing God for, can't nobody come and take and knock it down. Can't nobody knock it out. You're not in the same place you was, amen, the other years before now. You're stronger. You're more mightier. You have more knowledge. You have more skill. You're more precise. You're about to win this thing. Better is the end of the thing than the beginning. God is about to raise you up, and you're going to be so mighty because you did not quit. You didn't throw in a towel. You didn't kick, whine, and scream, but you stayed the course. You stayed focused, and because you did, God is going to reward you. Can I tell you this tonight, that God is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. So as long as you continue to seek God, as long as you continue to pray, God is about to do something that's going to blow the minds of all of those that's looking for your fail. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. They might be looking for you to fail, but I'm here to tell some of you, amen, glory to God, God's about to have you across the globe. And while they've been laughing and snickering, they're going to see you on international news because you're going to be in a whole new country. Come on here. Why they laughing and sniggling? Hallelujah. Your book's going to be on the shelf across the globe. Hallelujah. They thought they had you. They laughing. They said, I got everybody up out of there. I caused everybody to flee. But watch what God is about to do. God is about to bless you in the presence of your enemies. Your enemies going to sit down in awe, and they're going to want to know you. But guess what? They can't flow with you. Oh, my God. Ha! Lord, they're going to want to know you, but they can't flow with you. Hallelujah. Because you've been there, done that, have a few T-shirts on it, and they're not going to be able to occupy that space no more. Amen. They're going to have to put in a new application to come back into your life. And 9 times out of 10, if they're coming with the same foolishness, it's going in file 13 because you're not going to put up with the foolishness in 2016. Oh, my God, I can't get nobody to give God praise right there. Hallelujah. God is about to bless you on purpose. God is about to bless you, hallelujah, in the midst of it all. Oh, my God, you better get ready because I see, amen, glory to God. Oh, Lord, I see a $5,000 check being released to somebody. Somebody ought to receive that tonight. Amen. I see it. It's coming in the mail. Amen. Somebody going to bless you. It's going to be a $5,000 check. They say, I'm going to fund your business. I'm going to fund your business. Come on. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm going to fund. Oh, my God. I want to prophesy to you right now. Whoever you are, you better receive it. Lift up your hands and receive tonight. You're about to receive a $5,000 check. Listen, when you receive it, send me the testimony because I already see the 500. I see it. Amen. Glory to God. And God is going to call somebody to send that to you. As a matter of fact, they're not going to just send it to you. They're going to put it in your hand. And they're going to say, I see the work you've been doing. Lord, have mercy. Good God Almighty. I see somebody else. Amen. Glory to God. They're going to be standing in front of a building. Lord, have mercy. And they're just going. They think they're just going. Amen. Glory to God to set this up for an event. But guess what? It's a setup by God because when you walk in, they're going to give you the keys to your new building. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I speak it tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Good God, we're about to go into the flow. Hey, come on. Hallelujah. God's about to flow. Supersize your miracle. And if you have enough faith to believe it tonight, God is about to do it. Oh, I'm talking to somebody tonight. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. I see somebody opening the gate. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a white picket, you know, a white picket fence. Amen. Hallelujah. This is something you've been believing God for. I see it. Amen. Hallelujah. I prophesy that that shall be the gate to your house that you've been believing God for, built to your specification and what you asked God for. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. And it's already, guess what? This here is gone across the globe, and it's already, hallelujah, watch this. This going to be, I keep hearing this. I heard it all the way in 2015, but there's going to be recorded miracles. My God, this is recorded. Amen. This is recorded. This is a recording right here that's going across the airwaves. And you're going to be able to say, I was on that broadcast and I heard my word and I received my word. And in the next 3 months, come on here. I'm not talking about waiting 5 or 6 years. Hallelujah. In the next 3 months, I want to speak to you tonight. In the next 3 to 6 months, hallelujah, God is about to send it. Amen. I hear people all the time say, well, I was waiting for something creative to happen. You told me, amen, to wait. And this thing was going to happen, but sometimes you overthinking this thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But watch what God's going to do. When he does it, you're going to know it. You're going to have to tell somebody that I was on, hallelujah, Blog Talk Radio, and I heard the prophet say $5,000. I was on there. I heard the prophet say that I was about to get the keys to my building. I heard the prophet say, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, that I was going to get my new home. You know what? Amen, glory to God. I'm not all into all of that unless God tell me. So he has to be, amen, speaking for me to speak, because I, hallelujah, glory to God, I don't speak out of turn, because I'm not here. Listen, most of the time when I prophesy, I tell people to live a righteous life. Live before God. If you make what's important to God important to you, he's going to make what's important to you important to him. That's what I always tell people. So if you stay here long enough and you listen to me tonight, amen, glory to God, God is about to bless you on purpose, amen. Embrace the new. Have the momentum, have the drive, have the push to make it through. Hallelujah. I know I've been talking a while right now. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go to a commercial break. If you have any praise reports, anything that has blessed you on tonight after we come back, make sure you press 1 to speak to the host. You can also go to our Impact Fire Ministries on Facebook and send us an inbox, or you can go to Evelyn Derry Ministries on Facebook and then send us an inbox there. We'll answer. Amen. Hallelujah. I have somebody standing by. Press 1 to speak to the host if you've been blessed tonight. Amen. After this completely short, amen, hallelujah, short message, then we'll be right back. Amen. Hallelujah. If this has been a blessing to you, consider tonight. Amen. Consider sowing a seed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We actually want you to sow a seed. Amen. We're not on here for that, but if you have been blessed and you want to be a blessing to this ministry, consider sowing a seed tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray that you will be able to hear from God tonight and sow a seed into this great work. If you would like to sow a seed, amen, you can also look on our page, impactfireministries.com. There is a button where you can click to donate, amen. But tonight, we're just on here just to show love. But if you've been blessed, you can actually send us, amen, glory to God, a seed tonight. We'll be so blessed that you have obeyed God and you heard the voice of God. Hallelujah. And you're sowing, amen, watch this, you're sowing the new seed for your new, amen. Hallelujah. We're not going to tell you the amount. No amount is too small or too big. Amen. Hallelujah. Just sow the seed. Sow the seed and watch God meet your need. Amen. Hallelujah. So right now we're going to go to our commercial break, and we'll be right back. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. We're having a little technical difficulty with our system, and we were not able to actually put our commercial in. But I hope that you've been blessed. And also, like I told you before, amen, at this time, if you would like to speak to the host, you can press 1 to speak to the host, and we would love to hear from you. And we are back. Amen. We're here. Praise God. Also, while we're taking the opportunity, I want to introduce a few people here. Amen. We have here in our studio, Ms. Angelique. How you been blessed tonight? God bless you. We have Angelique, Janae Gary, all the way on Black Coast. God bless you.
I'm doing good.
Oh, she's a little shy tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. But I want to thank God for Angelique being here tonight. She's my daughter. Amen. Well, I can't say she's a middle child because I have four, and she's actually child number three. So we want to thank God for her. And also in our studio, we have Brother Mike. Brother Mike, you've been blessed tonight?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I've been blessed from what I caught. I came in like at the last moment, but from what I've heard, it's very useful information going into this new year. And I think that the information that was given, it will help us to stay focused in the new year and not allow certain things to hinder our growth and our process in the new year. So I was truly blessed by what I heard.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Brother Michael. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. We have some awesome, awesome people here. We're getting geared up, y'all. We're gonna begin to worship together. We have worship music that we're gonna be actually partaking in. We're gonna have our word, and we're gonna bring the new year in on our knees, praying, amen, hallelujah, with our Impact Fire family. So we're all here, and it is beautiful. And then we also have Sister Candy. You've been blessed tonight. God bless you.
Amen. As usual, I am always blessed. Every night when we have every Thursday night that we do the broadcast, I was truly, truly blessed by that you shared tonight on keeping your momentum for year 2016. And one of the things that you said that really blessed me was, don't worry about your past. I've really learned since I've been at Impact that your past can really hinder your future, and if you allow it to hold you back and allow it to rob you of your destiny. You know, it's not a good look. Those are things that you have to overcome, that you have to go get past, no matter what your past was, no matter who you were in the past, no matter what you did in the past. Forgive, repent, and keep moving forward in the things of the Lord, because God has so much in store for 2016 that he wants to do for us. If we would just get focused, get in his presence, and study to be quiet so that we can hear in 2016.
Amen, amen. I tell you, Sister Candy, she is a little note, amen, because God had really been dealing with me about the process of prayer and how so many people want to talk. And you're constantly talking, and you're telling God what you want, and you're telling God what you need, and you're going before God, and sometimes you're going with a rehearsed prayer. And something that somebody else taught you. So you're going to have to understand that you're going to have to get into his presence, and you're going to have to go before him. Sometimes when you're in prayer, you have to sit for a long time and just soak and meditate on the scripture. Sometimes you have to get into the very presence of God so that God can bless you. You can't be in a hurry. Most people are so in a hurry. They want a microwave blessing, so they also treat their prayers to be microwave. And they want to do their prayers so quick, want to have the five-minute prayers, and they try to do all of these things instead of really truly seeking the Lord. But as you begin to really truly seek the Lord, you will find that God will bless you in a mighty major way. So one of the things that I want to just tell you tonight is to make sure that you're staying in the will of God and you're not turning back. You're staying in his presence so you can hear. How can you hear from God if you don't take time to listen? If you're always talking, you will never really hear his instructions. So you're going to have to take time to seek the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Do we have anybody in queue tonight? Amen. We do have several people in queue. I want to thank y'all tonight. Hallelujah, for all of those who are listening tonight. My goodness, I want to thank all of my Periscope people. We have seen an increase in our listening audience since we went over to Periscope. And I want to just tell you, amen, we're so blessed that you're here in our our actual blog talk and you're listening in tonight. And I pray that you've been richly encouraged. And also those who are listening in through our Facebook post, my goodness, we're seeing the numbers increase. And I'm telling you, when I look back at all of the months that we've been doing it, we have over, I think it's over 50-something broadcasts that we've, no, it's actually 40-something because we're headed for a new year. So it's over 40-something broadcasts that we have. And so we have a lot of information that is available to you. And you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Evelyn Derry Ministries, and you can, my God, you can truly be blessed by all of the different material that we have there, and you can go and listen to it on demand. When you have time, just go and listen to it. There's a lot of great, great information there for you to be able to understand and learn from. Amen. And we're so blessed tonight to see you all here and tuned in. I want to thank God for those every week listeners. We love you. We love all you guys. Thank you, Evelyn, amen. I have another Evelyn that's been listening in a lot, and also Sister Irma, amen. Glory to God. I don't want to miss anybody because, amen, I might miss somebody. Sister Veronica, all of those who are always listening, I want to thank God for you guys. And we actually are just amazed by the numbers increasing on our blog talk. And we're also amazed at the people who are listening in from our Facebook. We love you guys. Amen. And it's going to be an awesome, awesome year. Tonight, if you will tune in, we're going to probably periscope a little more. Amen. Hallelujah. But we'll let you know by coming on. Amen. So look out for us tonight. We're actually going to now go over to our other service, but we wanted to make sure that we did not miss giving you this awesome opportunity to receive this information in the new year. And we're blessed that you're here. Amen. Once again, I am your host, Prophet Evelyn Derry of Impact Fire Ministries in Bossier City, Louisiana. We would love for you to join us on Sunday at 11 o'clock. Guess what? 11 o'clock a.m. Hallelujah. And it's Central Standard Time. And we're here. We have an awesome, awesome service. And also, you can join us on Tuesday night for Bible study. And Monday night, you can join us for prayer. We are church built on prayer. We can't miss the time in prayer because prayer is so important. Amen. Hallelujah. So at this time, if there's no one else in queue, amen, we're going to pray out. Thank you so much. Listen, don't leave without the blessing. Amen. Don't leave without the prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now for your Holy Spirit. There's someone listening tonight, God. Father, as 2016, oh, Father God, leaves, God, we thank you that they will leave the old things behind and that they will embrace the new. Give them momentum, oh, God. Give them the push, oh, God, to embrace the things, oh, God, that you placed inside of them, oh, God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that they're removing the old things that have hindered them over the years, God, that they're leaving behind the resentment, the fear, the animosity, oh, God, the guilt, oh, Father God, all of the things of the past that's been weighing them down, God. We thank you that they will leave it in, oh, Father God, 2015, and they will embrace the new year, that they would embrace the new, that they would embrace the abundance, that they would embrace the overflow, that they would embrace, oh, Father God, the miracle signs and wonders that are going to be released in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you now that we can cast our cares upon you, for you care for us, and we push into the new. We push into the new year. We press in, oh, God. We thank you that you're blessing each and every person, oh, Father God, under the sound of my voice right now in the name of Jesus. And even those things that we've called for tonight, we thank you that it's already done. It's already been worked out. Every miracle has already been released. Every sign has already been released. God, we thank you for your wonders, oh God, that are manifesting. God, we thank you for those, oh Father God, who are getting off their bed of affliction. We thank you for those, oh Father God, who are taking up, oh Father God, hallelujah, their deathbed and walking, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for those, oh Father God, who have been, oh God, in a sinking slump. We thank you that they're coming out, that they're being inspired, that they're being empowered, that they're embracing what you have given to them. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Oh, my God. God bless you so much. I thank you. I thank you all for listening in, for tuning in. I pray that you've been empowered. You've been given momentum. You've been given the push. You've been given the unction to press forward into your new. I want you to embrace your new, embrace your destiny, embrace your purpose in 2016. Once again, this is Prophet Evelyn Derry, and we will be back on here. We are here every week at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will be back on this Block Talk on next week. We also do a Periscope right before. We would love you to join us, and we're so happy and elated that you took out your time out of your busy schedule to join us. We love you. We appreciate you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord shine his face upon you and be a blessing to you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. God bless you. Have an awesome night. Until next time, this is Prophet Evelyn Derrick, your host, signing off. God bless you.